I have had a lot of nicknames in my life. To name a few, my name is Tony, and to name a few, there's T-Bone, Tony Nam, Tony Two-Tone with the extra bone. It's because I had an extra bone that had to get surgically removed. My last name is Busnardo, so some people called me Boos, some Nardo, some Toenail. Well, there's just a handful of them. My name, Tony, is actually a nickname, my legal name being Anthony. And when you have a last name like mine, Busnardo, a good Italian name, you get a lot of stumbling attempts from people trying to pronounce it, you know? Especially if they've never heard it and are trying to read it, even though it is phonetic. But this was always an interesting reality at the beginning of every school year, from kindergarten all the way through college, when on that first day, teachers had to say my full name aloud. There was a lot of butchering going on, but my favorite one didn't come from a teacher. Instead, my favorite butchering came from a pizza box. You know how they write your names on pizza boxes sometimes? I once got a pizza box labeled Busnardo. Somehow I got all the way through middle school without anybody ever thinking of that low-hanging fruit. Proof, I say, that there is a God. Fortunately, the pizza guy doesn't get to name me. That's what I want to talk about today. Who gets to name me? We're going to be thinking through a scripture from the Psalms today. It goes like this. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. I love it here because, well, for a lot of reasons, but one is, we typically have maybe 30-some people, but during passing the piece, it sounds like we're in, you know, Mile High Stadium. It's hilarious. So, who gets to name me? That's really to say, who am I, really, right? Looking back through life, I can see a lot of times where I let other people name me. Strangers and enemies and peers, friends, teachers, bosses, my family, my parents. I can see a lot of times I let circumstances name me. Failures and successes, inabilities and talents, tragedies, triumphs. And I can see a lot of times I let cultures name me. Things like sports, school, music, I'm a musician, politics, religion. I can see a lot of times I let ideas name me. Thoughts, fads, theologies. I could see a lot of times I let more nebulous things name me. Things like feelings or suspicions. In the end, there was usually this mixture of things brought about by kind of all of those things. They kind of got jumbled up, and they ultimately led to one thing naming me, which was myself, right? So I named me according to all this jumbled bunch of stuff I just listed. The thing is, I don't think I can accurately name myself left to those things above. One thing I've noticed in the story of Jesus is that so much of it involves naming people. He did this literally with this guy named Simon, right? Jesus gave him a new name at one point. He said, I'm going to call you Peter, which means rock. And he changed his name literally. But long before he went through that literal naming, Jesus had already renamed Peter by bringing him alongside in his journey. Because according to most of the things I just listed above,
Peter was a nobody and a fisherman, and he wasn't that bright. He definitely wasn't bright enough. He was a school flunk out, if you know the history of how things worked. And he was a fisherman because he couldn't make the cut in school. But Jesus said, no, all those things are made up. I know who you really are. And there's this other guy, Zacchaeus. He's a thief and a traitor and a loser. Nope, said Jesus, right? And then there was this Samaritan woman Jesus met at a well. She was a less respected gender in her day. She was an inferior race. She was a compromised religion. Pay no mind, I know who you are, said Jesus. And there was this guy that laid every day by this pool in the middle of a town. And he was a cripple and a beggar and a complete drag on everybody else. Wrong again, said Jesus. When I look at these people and most others that Jesus meets in the accounts we have of him, it seems to me he sees a different name than they are given or that they take for themselves. But as I said in my list before, it's not just my inabilities and failures that I've often let name me. I've let my talents and successes do that too. So some of you may remember this expert in the law who asked Jesus, who is my neighbor? Well, he was a respected leader, a theologian, a master of thought. He was very successful. And then there was this guy Nicodemus, a member of the party that was in control, a wise pillar in his community, a good man, the cream of the crop, so to speak. And there were plenty of guys that we run into like that in the story of Jesus as well. And interestingly, Jesus didn't seem to name them for their successes, just as he didn't name the others for their failures. Because successes and failures are just circumstance. And we're more than that. Why didn't Jesus see them according to these things? Why didn't he? Why doesn't he? Well, you guys are paying me the big bucks to tell you why. So here goes. No, that's a joke. Actually, we got a lot of visitors today. Nobody's paying me anything. We don't have a pastor at BCM. We try to practice this idea of the priesthood of all believers. So that is to say, we do our best not to name each other according to those things that I listed above. We try to lean into this unique wonder that each person here is. So last time I spoke was maybe a month or so ago. And if you stick around long enough, you most likely won't have to suffer through another one of my ramblings for another month or two. All that to say, we don't have a pastor here for the same reason that Jesus doesn't pay mind in his stories to all the ways people are named, or think they are named, or try to be named, or are forced to be named. Because, as the scripture I read earlier says, you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. So, did you catch that? I am wonderfully made. God's works, of which I am one, are wonderful. We don't have a pastor because every heart here is a work of wonder. Not because of successes or failures or talents or inabilities or any other such thing. My inmost being was born of the imagination that brought all that is in the universe into being. I'm wonderfully made. You are wonderfully made. The question is, do I know that full well? I believe Jesus knew that full well about all of us. In the book of Matthew, who knows what Jesus' first definitive announcement concerning people listening to him was? It was, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Notice nobody had done anything. He's just naming them. Right? And all the stuff that we often push towards the end of Jesus' life and say that's the stuff, none of that had happened yet either. Right? There was no crucifixion yet. There was no long 3 years of, this was the very beginning, and he names people, right? And that's where he starts. Can you hear how incongruent that is with the scripture I just read from the Psalms? I am wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. This is what names me, and this is what names you. I believe anything that tries to name me something else is false. My inmost being is fearfully and wonderfully made. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. Underneath my mistakes and my masteries, my thoughts and my theologies, there is a reality that is beyond my circumstances and all the things I or anybody or anything else tries to measure. Nothing else, no one, ever gets to name me. Ever. Not the root of me, the depth of me, the truest thing of me. This is my starting place. The one Jesus names. I am the light of the world. Now, some of you who have been around for a while are probably sitting there thinking, man, Tony is a one-trick pony. He's always talking this light of the world stuff. And I have two thoughts about that. One, fortunately, you don't get to name me. And two, if I don't start there where Jesus started, how can I say I follow him? And then if I give myself away to fleeting and ever-changing realities out there that are trying to name me, is that really what I want? There's a lot of people out there that like to name themselves according to theologies, especially in the Christian world. Guess what? Those change daily, all the time. And the more you're a student of history, the more you'll see that. Not just little tweaks, big, giant changes. All of the things I'm listing are no more, that I listed before that is, are no more than a changing realm. So I like to start where Jesus started. The starting point, the deepest down, is that I am wonderfully made. I am the light of the world. And the question is, do I know that full well? Kent was going to be here to pray, and he's not, so I'm just going to take that over. We'll just take some time to sit in prayer. And if you have anything that you'd like to pray out loud, go ahead. I'm very comfortable with silence, so if nobody says anything, we'll just sit here for a while, and you could say it, you could pray, you know, in your mind or whatever, and then I'll close this, so I'll give us a little opening here, and then I'll close this. So. Heavenly Father, thank you for the chance to be here together this morning, to remember who we are. To help us live from who we are. There's all sorts of things that happen in every one of our daily lives. Practical realities and necessities and responsibilities. And we're grateful for those. We want to live from who we are in those. And we pray that you hear our prayers now as we bring those things to you. Lord, hear our prayer. Just a couple quick thoughts. It's very easy to forget who we are. The most essential things in life almost never shout at us, they whisper. I think God is always wooing us, so to speak, But God doesn't demand. Everything else demands because it's non-essential. And if it doesn't get your attention or get to name you, it ceases to be, right? A billboard doesn't exist if you don't pay attention to it. And most of what we encounter in the world functions like a billboard, screaming for your attention because it won't exist otherwise. God will exist no matter what. God doesn't need to scream and doesn't have any intention to, I don't think. It's easy to forget that. It's also very easy to forget that everyone is the light of the world. We live in a day and age. I didn't write this. It just came to me while we were praying. But we live in a day and age where everyone is just jumping to name each other. And they're not naming each other the light of the world, very typically. If you're of one political persuasion and somebody is of another, if you're living from your name, who you are, then you understand that they are the light of the world. And you understand that they, in being that light, have things to teach you. And not just for your sake, but for the world's sake, for the sake of the name of who you are in the world, right? So I want to encourage us, as I hope we can embrace who we truly are, that we can embrace who everybody else is. The light of the world. Again, Jesus didn't call people that who had done something, or who had agreed to a theology, or who had changed something about the world, or anything like that. He was just naming who we are. So we are more than our circumstances, right? We are more than our mistakes. We're more than the triumphs we accomplish. We're more than the culture we live in or the religion we practice. We're more than our tribes and politics. We're more than the labels others put on us. And we're more than the labels we put on ourselves. And we're more than the labels we put on others. We are made in the image of God. We are God's children. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are a wonderful work. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. Don't take it from me, because I don't get to name you. The last thought, who else is named the light of the world? Jesus. You should sit with that. You have the same name. The guy on the other side of an argument has the same name. I'm going to pray, and then I think we have pancakes and stuff. Pancakes are the light of the world. Let's pray. God, who is with us, not because of us, but because of who we are and who you are. God, who is above all, and through all, and in all, give us ears to hear and eyes to see who we truly are. You are the one who names us. May we live as light in all we do, because that is who we are, and that is who you are. Amen. Thank you.